Good morning and happy Black History Month to all the beautiful people in this world right now. I just want to give a quick shout out that I really appreciate and acknowledge the brilliant Black minds who have come up with such innovations, ingenuity, their entrepreneurship, so that we as a country and even as a world get to have some of the greatest things in life. And most of all, that we also get to have continued freedom. So, happy Black History Month, and thank you to your ancestors for allowing us to be able to reap the benefits of the things that they've come up with. On today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about a quote that is really important to me. She believed she could, so she did. I read a post the other day from Nurse Haskins that said, "Dear nursing students, don't allow anyone to rush you to the finish line. It took me over 20 years to go from CNA to FNP, and some of those same people have dropped out of the race." This made me reflect back to my own journey. I genuinely feel as though my journey is one that is in the minority. I was a bright student through high school and much of community college. By 2004, I received an associate's degree in science, and I got married in 2005. I decided later that I wanted more out of life than to just be a stay-at-home step-parent. Which, if you are a stay-at-home step-parent or a stay-at-home wife, stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, and you love that job, there is nothing wrong with that. That is absolutely wonderful and beautiful, and I think that people should get to do in life what makes them happy. And if that's for you, I'm happy for you. But we're not all the same cup of tea, right? My mom told me in my late middle school, early high school years that she knew that one day I would be a nurse. I fought it with rationale that I was too tenderhearted, I cried too much, etc. I decided roughly though, around 2008, that like I said, I just wanted to do something different. I knew that I loved the show Dr. 90210, and I spent maybe a day investigating what I thought would be a cool job for me. I thought that I would love to be a certified registered nurse anesthetist. Well, in order to become a CRNA, you have to be a registered nurse first. So I saw it as just a stepping stone. I took the prerequisites for becoming an RN, and I got into the nursing program. But during my second semester of nursing school, I decided to withdraw, even though I was passing. It was because I had such little faith in my ability. This particular school just didn't really care about the person who had zero prior knowledge to all things medicine. They genuinely cared about the ability of the students who could succeed on the NCLEX. And let me tell you, though I was bright, I was not a good test taker at all. It is the bane of my education. So, I've always been a poor test taker, but I was a great writer. I was really good in clinicals, and a C in my nursing program was actually an F. For the two finals, I needed an 84 and an 82% to pass my classes. And my anxiety took over. I withdrew thinking that I could not possibly be barely above average for the finals. This time was insanely embarrassing for me. My family, my friends, they all had to know that I wasn't the successful person that they knew, that I failed. And though failure should be a great thing that we all go through, it is so embarrassing for me, and it's embarrassing for a lot of people. I took that year off. I accomplished other fun things though. I ran my first 10K, 15K, half marathon. I even ran a marathon, which, if you don't know, is 26.2 miles. I just kept coming back to pursuing my dream despite the embarrassment. I reapplied to the program and I had to take an entrance exam. Oh, another test, right? But guess what? I passed it. I was accepted into the program. I retook the second semester, took the third, fourth, and fifth. And in 2011, I graduated with an associate's degree in nursing. July 7th, 2011, I took the NCLEX, and I passed after 265 questions. Now, if you don't know anything about the NCLEX, it is a test that all nurses have to take, whether you get your degree from Harvard or if you get your degree from little middle in the nowhere community college, you take the same test. And the way that the test is set up is it's a SMART test. So if you do really, really well, the test will shut itself off at 75 questions, but it's if you do really, really well. Or if you do very, very poorly, the test will shut itself off at 75 questions. Now, if you fall into not really, really well, not really, really poor, there's a line. And so if you get a question right, it asks you a harder question. So you go above the line. You get that question wrong, it goes below the line. So it's trying to calculate if you are at that passing line of being knowledgeable enough to be a registered nurse. So when I tell you that I took every single question 265, that means that the test had no idea if I was a person who is capable and smart enough, quote unquote, to their standards to be a nurse or not. Thankfully, which is what I was always told, that if you come down to 265 questions, on the very last question, if you get it right, you pass. And I knew I got that question right. So let's fast forward. There were times that I was told that I had what it took to be a floor nurse, but not an ICU nurse, by an ICU manager at one of my first jobs. But I also want to say, after being a nurse for roughly a decade now, floor nurses, I couldn't do their job. Major shout out to the nurses who have 5, 6, even more patients than that, and they care for them, and they, I don't know how mentally they can keep up with all there is with that many patients, but they do, and they're incredible at it. There were times that I heard conversations between two preceptors referencing me. Well, at least your orientee is smart enough for this job. Yeah, I was ridiculed by my preceptor and compared to other orientees that I wasn't intelligent enough to succeed. And though I would like to fast forward yet again, I can't without giving credit to my beautiful mother, who always reminded me that no one came into this world starting at the exact same place. No one came into this profession all-knowing. We may have situations that give us more knowledge than others, but those of us who start from ground zero, we are not remedial. I desire to be competent in an ICU. And that's what I was going to do. Since then, I have worked in neuro ICU at Wake Forest Baptist Health, Johns Hopkins, Duke, Yale, Barrow Neurologic Institute, Massachusetts General Hospital. And if you don't know much about these neurology neurosurgery areas in these hospitals, 6 of these were in the top 50 in the country, 2 within the top 5. My mom bought me a bracelet I wear most every day that says, "She believed she could, so she did." This is substantial. You don't have to meet society standards of brilliance. You don't have to meet your family's gauge of intelligence. If you believe you can, you can. It may not happen at the first attempt. It may not happen during your second attempt. It may not happen by the time that you're 20, you're 30, you're 40, maybe even 50 years old. If it is the desire of your heart, whatever it is, don't stop. Don't let society tell you that you are not enough, because you are. I hope you have a wonderful and beautiful week. And just keep going, guys. You got this.